I'd like to tell a story about an ordinary moment that really, in a way, was extraordinary, and I called it Mall and Meals. "Mom," I suggest, "let's go to Boynton Beach Mall. It's renewal of wardrobe season. Sandra and I find shopping a total nuisance, so we put it off until, well, forever." Mom, on the other hand, used to come into her full acquisitive power when she walked past racks of clothing. Her diaries are filled with bargains and buys. "Stopped at thrift shop, and a pretty green dress jumped off the rack and followed me home. A week later, got a blouse, 25 cents. Even though her memory diminishes by the day, Sandra and I figure she'll have fun. It'll be good. So off we go to Boynton Beach. We're happy. We're together. It's a warped, nermy tradition. Soon we are cruising through the stores, aisles of stores, racks in the aisles, hangers on the racks. This awful, tedious process my sister Sandra and I both loathe. Content to simply be with her daughters, Mom trails after us in her white canvas sneakers and white ankle socks, her blue polyester pants and white blouse with her white vinyl shoulder bag. To my shock, I find I am becoming like my mother when she was my age. She rarely carried a purse, preferring to put a wallet in her pocket. Well, I do the same. She never bought pants or skirts without pockets. Ditto. She swept her hand along the fabrics on the clothing racks looking for softness. And today, so do I. Anyway, Sandra and I buy clothing with little regard to sales, bargains, or beauty. And now it is time to eat. With Elsie in tow, we head to the food court, where crowds, menus, eateries, bright lights, and just the whole mess of a mall confuse Mom. Sandra and I consult. We decide that she would enjoy pizza and Pepsi. We get in line, order our food, pick up our Pepsis, and head to an empty table island among masses of hungry shoppers. Mom always has a good, if small, appetite. Now she sinks her tiny teeth into the greasy cheese pizza. "Oh," she says, "this is so delicious. I've never had this before. What is it?" Whoa, Sandra and I look at each other, disheartened. All those years when Mom brought home frozen stacks of crappy pizza shells, all those tons of cheap tomato sauce and grated cheese, utterly lost as though they never existed. And she hadn't even tried the Pepsi. Now we watch. "Oh, this tastes so good. I really like it. I've never tasted it." And there goes the soda pop of our youth. Not that we ever got very many, none of them being a brand name like Pepsi. But still, it looks as though carbonated beverages have slipped off the memory grid along with the pizza. At the time, I look at this like any daughter losing her mother, with fear and sadness and a sense of hopelessness about what the future might hold for us. But today, being much older, I see it differently. Think of it as an Eckhart Tolle being in the present moment. This best-selling author tells us in every way possible, in book after book, to live in the now. The power of now drums this in chapter after chapter. God can only be found in the present moment. Sandra and I are eating pizza too. We are definitely not in the now. We're chattering about what we just bought and where we'll go after lunch. For us, the present moment means nothing. We mindlessly stuff down the pizza and slurp our Pepsi, not really tasting any of it. But Mom, she has no place else to go. All exit routes blocked, her mind reduced to retaining only the present moment, she can sit there eating pizza and drinking Pepsi in a rapturous now. If we have pizza tomorrow or 2 days from now, she will still be in the present moment and eat pizza for the first time. She lives in a universe where we can only peek in momentarily. We haven't a clue how to live this way. Wouldn't any one of us love to take a bite of pizza as though we had never crunched through a crispy crust with sweet, rich tomato sauce and salty cheese with oil running down our chin? or sip a drink that we'd consumed gallons of, not remembering how fizzy bubbles tickled our mouth, not even knowing these foods were not good for you. Without memory loss, we'd never get another experience of that type of awe and innocence. Our culture defines Alzheimer's as a disease. The thought of memory loss, of losing our identity, unsettles us so much we fail to see any hidden gifts. We assume, absolutely, there are none. Yet here is Elsie on this sunny afternoon in this ordinary mall, on this ordinary day, eating ordinary food. And to her, it is an amazing and unforgettable experience.